All this summer, we've been catching up with five keepers of the city's past, the historians in charge of studying and preserving the stories of New York's neighborhoods, all for no pay. This week in our final installment, WNYC's Kathleen Horan meets the Manhattan Borough historian on the Upper East Side.
Michael Michonne is sitting on the marble steps of the Museum of the City of New York. He just helped to organize an exhibit commemorating the 100th anniversary of the assassination attempt of Mayor William J. Gaynor.
Who was a pretty good mayor. We've had a whole bunch of clunkers, but he was a very honest guy, very reform-minded, a very feisty fellow.
In the summer of 1910, Gaynor was shot in the throat on the deck of a steamship as he was about to leave on vacation by a dock worker who resented being laid off. He was taken to St. Mary's Hospital in New Jersey and nursed back to health. Michonne recently found the bronze plaque that Gaynor presented to the hospital in gratitude for his good care, but it was lost when the building was torn down.
Knowing that there wasn't any other sort of marker to commemorate the shooting, I went looking for it. I like to do that. I like to go on these little history detective hunts. And after a little bit of digging and a lot of phone calls, I eventually traced it to a residence of sisters who live in Brooklyn.
He looks a bit sleuth-like in his spectacles, baseball cap, and trousers. At 51, he's the youngest of the city historians. Of living mayors, he's partial to Ed Koch, who was at the city's helm while Michonne was still a student at Stuyvesant High.
I admire him as he has become sort of a elder statesman of city politics. I admire his spunk. I love the fact that it was during his administration that the pooper scooper law was instituted, which to me is a crowning milestone in civic betterment.
Michonne combines an appreciation for low humor with a respect for epic monuments. In his post as borough historian, he's been fighting to make sure that important events and people in history receive their due.
A little obscure corner of the park, we're heading toward the Andrew H. Green bench.
He leads the way down a narrow footpath to one of his favorite markers in Central Park.
On top of this hill is this white granite bench, probably about, maybe 12 feet long. It's engraved to Andrew H. Green.
Green was a city planner who was instrumental not only in planning Central Park, but was also a key player in the creation of the Metropolitan Museum, the New York Public Library, and the consolidation of the five boroughs.
Andrew Green in many ways changed my life. I was a television producer working for the city of New York. We were coming upon the 100th anniversary of the consolidation of the boroughs.
So Michonne pitched an hour-long documentary to explain how it happened. And he ended up finding his patron saint of New York City history.
He didn't just have this one shining moment of glory. He was literally the Robert Moses of the 19th century.
He was shocked that this hidden bench was the only public monument for Green. So Michonne has been making it his mission to see that this former city planner gets more recognition. He's been told by the city that a park along the East River in the shadow of the Queensboro Bridge will be named for Green. After rediscovering him, Michonne decided to step into his own little corner of history by applying to be the Manhattan historian. He says he basically wants to be more of a history booster than a collector of records and papers.
We don't need to write with our quill pen in a leather-bound ledger who died today and who was born today. What they need me to do is to give a face and a voice to historical causes.
Unlike others in the historical community, he says he aims to do more than just be nostalgic about the past.
The good old days weren't always good. I mean, the city had tenements, dire poverty, deep racial problems, and incredible political corruption.
Michonne says he'll keep on being a historical detective as the city around him continues to be reinvented. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
There's some goings on in Central Park that strike a man as weird.
Some goings on in Central Park, the likes of which you never hear.
From Sunday morn till Friday, it's peaceful on the mall.
But Saturday night in Central Park, the jabbers, what a brawl. Everyone's got that easy feeling, even the dogs forget to bark. Soon as they start Virginia reeling, Saturday night in Central Park.
Jitterbug jive and Susie queuing hasn't a chance to make its mark.
Nothing's allowed but square dance doing,
Saturday night in Central Park.